Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, ESPN Upstate.
I don't hate Kirk Herbstreit. I like Kirk Herbstreit.
I'm offended by all this boomer stuff, even though I'm not one.
But just don't be a boomer.
Well, don't be anti-old people.
I'm not anti-old people. I'm anti-boomers. There's a difference.
But still, are there young boomers?
There are young ones who act like boomers.
Okay.
And I will call them that.
So you're saying young people who act like they're old. That's ageism.
Yeah.
You don't like old people.
No, it's not. I dislike young people, too, when they act like old people. hey, look. When it comes down to it, I dislike very few people. And the ones that I dislike, Lonzo, I think I do a pretty good job of letting you know who I dislike when I dislike them.
Yeah, there's not really any doubt. There's no wiggle room. Rob doesn't like them. And the texters also know, because they know, you know, who to bring up. Like, mm-hmm. Just an occasional Jake Paul text is wonderful.
Yeah, thanks for those. Can we leave those in 2021? All right. Speaking of our Boomer of the Week, can I get clip number 2, please, Lonzo? This is Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator Dean Pease. P-E-E-S. Yes, that's how his name is spelled and pronounced. We should go Piez and make it like Spanish. So, it's 2 or 3.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I blow it in the last 49 minutes, I've won this week.
Yeah, it's way too much. I was going to say, so it's the act, not the vegetable.
Correct.
Never mind.
Dean Pease.
It would have been funny if I would have turned to Michael.
He was asked about some of the younger guys on coaching staffs around the NFL, guys like Sean McVay, et cetera. And Dean decided Kirk can't have all the fun by himself in Boomerland today, so let me jump on board.
I think the younger generation of coaches feel a little entitled.
Yeah,
I think they're spoiled. I think go work in a high school, go work in a Division III school where you got to mow the grass, you got to line the field, you got to do all those things, and you'll appreciate what you have when you have it, instead of being 25 years old and wondering why I'm not a coordinator already in the NFL. Okay, I went to the NFL at 55 years old. I was a high school coach, I was a Division III coach, I was in the MAC as a coach. I didn't go to New England until I was 55 years old. And so I felt like I paid my dues. And I feel like it made me a better coach, made me a better teacher.
Yeah, you should wait till you're 55 to coach. That's the plan to success. Don't coach it. Back in my day, when we had to walk to the NFL stadium, I was 55 and had to go uphill in the snow both ways with my walker.
How come you sound
like... have to acknowledge that's dumb, right? No,
well, I've just done the voice. You sound like Cameron from Ferris Bueller's Day Off trying to get Sloan Peterson, you know, out of class. I'm just saying. No, his voice, without a doubt. Now,
that's boomer, right?
No, that's an old guy, because he literally is an old guy. And, you know, everyone's path to where they are is not going to be the same. Some are going to be easier. Some, you know, come from the south side of Columbus. Some are one percenters.
Hell did you just point at me?
It's just because I want your mom to text again. That's why.
DP's is 72 years old. All right.
So if you are that old, let that guy be what he, let him alone. Let him be an old guy. Because he is an old guy. An old guy opinion from an actual old guy is okay.
Listen, if I'm standing in a gas station and the 72-year-old man behind me goes, kids these days, they just don't understand how hard it used to be. They just want it. I ignore that guy, all right? I don't need to turn around and go, okay, boomer, on the 72-year-old guy in the gas station who's just picking up his Snapple and heading out. You know what I mean? I don't have time for that. That guy doesn't have time for me. But when you are the defensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons and you're out here going, I took the right path, the path that found me success at 55 years of age. You know what I don't do? I don't go onto YouTube when I see, like, I think Josh Pate's probably, I don't know how old Josh Pate is. He's probably younger than me, right?
I guess he's in his 30s. So you're saying Dean Pease is an underachiever, and if maybe he worked a little bit harder, it wouldn't have taken him so long to get there? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I bet you Josh Pate's probably 30, right? I bet he's probably 30. You know what I don't do? I don't go to Josh Pate's YouTube channel and go, I didn't get my first ESPN gig until I was 36. You don't know what it's like to work hard. You're entitled, Josh. I go, that dude busted his ass to build an incredible product that now has tens of thousands of subscribers on YouTube, and he's absolutely killing the game, and he's getting picked up by 24/7 and CBS Sports and making far more money than I do. And I don't go, he just doesn't get it. He's entitled. He wants it handed to him. No. See, here's the thing, Dean Pease. If you think Sean McVay doesn't love football and doesn't have incredible talent, you're an idiot. They did an interview with Sean McVay that's been making its way around social media about a year ago, where they tested Sean McVay's like ability to think about and recall football, where a guy, a media member, is interviewing Sean McVay. I'll see if I can find the audio from it because it's absolutely incredible. But a guy's interviewing Sean McVay video, and he's They're asking him, all right, 2 years ago, week 12, 49ers at Rams, 3rd and 7, third quarter. And McVay's like, so-and-so ran an out route, quarterback wrapped around to the right, about a 13-yard completion, took it for another 15, first down, and we had it at the 42 going in. And the guy's like, that's exactly what happened. And Sean McVay does this like 3 times. And not only does he recall the exact plays that are going down and what they were and what each player was doing and what the results of the play were, but he actually then goes, yeah, after that, he came over and he told me the cornerback did this. So on the next play, we ran this. It was absolutely unbelievable. Hey, Dean Pease, what if I told you that 30-year-olds can be smart, right? Being 72 doesn't make you smarter than everybody because you've seen more. Sean McVay is a brilliant football mind, and his LA Rams are about to go to the playoffs again. What are your awesome Atlanta Falcons doing, 72-year-old Dean Pease? How'd your Atlanta defense do this year, 72-year-old Dean Pease? Because that young Sean McVay, who is so entitled and didn't earn his job like you, guy who wasn't good enough to get a job until you were 55 freaking years old, he is about to go to the playoffs again. Your ass is sitting at home as soon as you get done with the Saints this weekend. The only entitled people are the guys like Dean Pease who go, we've been around a long time, so we deserve more than Sean McVay. Hey, shut up.
Don't do that. Do not do that. While you're wearing that, do not do that.
You were the one singing show tunes earlier.
Oh, no. Excuse me? I'm a Lumberjack. It's not a show tune.
Never heard that. Don't know where it's from.
It's from Monty Python.
Really?
Yes.
I know most Monty Python. I wonder why I haven't heard that. Oh, well.
Well, you know, back in my day,
everyone
knew Monty Python.
We only had 3 channels, and your remote control was your kid.
I was that remote control.
I know you were.
And we actually had 4 channels if you count PBS, which some people do.
Texas says, young man, us old guys don't drink Snapple. We drink Geritol.
Yeah, I was curious about the Snapple reference. I was just coming up with something on the fly. So automatic.
I need you guys to know that most of the fake situations I make up for comedy, I make up on the fly in my head.
Yeah, because Snapple is just not something I normally think of. And it's like, ooh, Snapple. Huh. I'm not old enough to drink it. Maybe in a few years.
Dean Pease, just stop.
Dean Pease, you're just made a list. Rob Brown's list.
The list of Rob. These young coaches, they're entitled. No, they didn't. They earned their job. I don't know if you know this, Dean. Oh, you do know this, Dean, because you didn't get your first NFL job until you were 55. They don't just hand out NFL jobs to people who go, I feel like I deserve one.
In case someone missed it.
Except Matt Rhule.
Who's he coach for again?
The at-home, third in the division, Atlanta Falcons.
Okay.
That's not the playoffs, while young Matt Rhule's is. And Kingsbury's team is.
Why are they even interviewing this guy?
I don't know. I honestly don't even know where this media came from. I just heard it on my prep sheet this morning, and I'm like, screw that guy. I hate that take so much. You guys want to know why it is that the younger generation dislikes the older generation so much? It's because you crap on them constantly. This is like the third dude this week that's been like, young people suck and they're entitled. Yeah, well, Cliff Kingsbury and Sean McVay are kicking your ass, Dean Pease. What are you doing?
All I know is if you're patient, and I know a lot of you are, if you wait another year or so, as Rob's hair gets a little bit grayer and he gets a little bit older, suddenly he's going to become that guy.
No. As I just pointed out.
You are already that guy for somebody else. For some young guy out there, you are that guy.
No, I'm not, because I don't crap on the next generation. You know what I do? I call Rashad Beard and Savannah Lee, and I go, you guys are making a name for yourselves. And by the way, in a medium that didn't exist when I was at their age. The medium didn't exist when I was there, and I don't get mad at them for it.
You mean back in your day?
Back in my day. They didn't get famous on YouTube in my day, but Rashad and David Rhodes are figuring it out and killing the game with the Panther Nation podcast. So you know what I do? I don't go, these young YouTubers, they're so entitled. I had to wait until I was 36 to get my first ESPN radio job. You guys are kicking ass. Would you like to come on my show and help me?
It's not cracking on you. I know it seems that way. So what you're saying is you surrounded yourself with youthful hip people.
Yes, that's why I dress like this. So they go, oh, this guy still gets it.
Is there such thing as a lumberjack boy band? Because I want to see that.
Taking a break. Shut up, Dean Pease. Nobody likes you. Texas says, better have that old guy behind you in line than complaining about young people in front of you buying the lottery. If you buy lottery tickets, go to the back of the line. And if you buy lottery tickets, don't walk up there and look at every scratch-off ticket and go, what number is that one? 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 What number is that one?
So now you don't like old people or people with poor eyesight.
What number is that one? What number is that? I just want to buy a Coke! What number is that one? Okay, I'll take one of those. Is that all? No. What number is that one? 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 What number is that one?
I can turn the mic off. I absolutely can do that.
What number is that one? 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 What number is that one?
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at ESPNUpstate.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.